Professional football wasn't the same for me once I began to have the opportunity to speak at NFL chapels. All of the NFL teams have chapel services before their games, and so a few hours before game time, I had the opportunity to meet in the hotel conference room with a number of players, sometimes from our local team, sometimes from a visiting team. And the players were so intense. I mean, it was a lot more than a game to them. By the time that day was over, their career could be in jeopardy. Their income could be on the line. Sometimes what shape their body was in was on the line. And then because they often gave me two tickets, I would go to the stadium. And there I saw those wonderful, courteous New York fans. Yeah, they were out in the parking lot with their little grills having a party, passing their six-packs. And then go into the stadium, and here's this guy. He's kind of the stereotypical football fan. He's got, you know, a lot of six-packs he's been carrying around in his tummy, apparently, for a number of years, stuffed into some New York Giants or Jets shirt. He's got a Budweiser hat on. He's passing more down his way, and he's yelling and screaming. He knows all the players by their first name, of course, and, well, at least it sounds like it. And he knows how to play every play. He's very quick to criticize. Of course, because I know how intense it is for the guys on the field, because I've been with them, I just want to stand up and say, hey, buddy, why don't you just be quiet for a little while? Why don't you get out of the stands and get in the game? Let's see how you do. Look behind you right now. Maybe there's someone telling you that. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about get in the game. Now, a word for today from the Word of God comes from Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to begin reading at verse 11. It was God who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Now, why do we have all this here? Well, we're about to find out the reason why we have all these sermons you've heard in your life and all the Sunday school lessons you've ever heard and all these guys talking at you from radio. Why all of this? Why is this all happening? Here's why. It says to prepare God's people for works of service. See, that's why you've gotten all this input you've been getting spiritually all these years. It isn't just so you can be smart about God. It's to get you ready to do something. It's for works of service. So many of us we're willing to go to the meetings. I'll put some money in the offering. Might do some low-risk jobs. But we're like that fan in the stands. We like watching, maybe criticizing. We don't mind kind of being on the fringes, and sometimes we can tell the players how to play better. Well, see, Jesus has enough fans. Yeah, he doesn't need any more fans. He needs players. And it could be very well that he's had you tune in today so you could hear these words coming from him, not from me, Jesus saying, get out of the stands and get in the game. Someone has wisely said, in the first Reformation, the people of God were given the Word of God. Now a second Reformation is needed where the people of God will be given the work of God. See, God has work for you to do, not just to go to Bible studies and attend meetings and sing the songs and support ministries, all good. It's time for you to play. There's someone only you can share Christ with. You're closer to that lost person than any other believer in the world. There's a group that maybe he wants to burden your heart for. There's someone who needs your time. Need your attention, need your experience. In American Christianity, we like to assign all of it to a few spiritual athletes. We call them pastors, missionaries, youth leaders. How about this? How about they take all the risks for us? But Jesus says we're all to be out on a limb, taking risks to serve him. Why don't you be one of the heroes on the field? There are no heroes in the stands. Dare to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? You've spent enough time watching. My friend, get out of the stands. Get in the game.